Hello and welcome to the Gospel Proclamation with Reflection for Thursday, April 25th, the Feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. Alleluia, Alleluia. We are preaching a crucified Christ who is the power and the wisdom of God. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 11, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. There are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed. They should drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick who will recover." And so Lord Jesus Christ, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There at the right hand of God he took his place, while they going out preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the great feast of the St. Mark. John Mark, I think, is what he is known for, known as in the Acts of the Apostles. And there's two things I want to talk about the Gospel of Mark. One, the second part I didn't know until today when I was getting prepared to preach. And the first one is something that I've really meditated on a long time. Is the Gospel of Mark is the shortest of all the Gospels, and it is a very much Jesus in a hurry. There's not much descriptions. There's not much sort of, let's say, flavor text for all those board game aficionados out there. It is Jesus just doing his stuff. There's like a busy Jesus. In this Gospel, it's very much like that. Here, Mark writes about, here's what Jesus is saying. Jesus says, go out and proclaim to the whole world the good news to all creation. And then he talks about what's going to happen, these signs, these wonders that will accompany this proclamation. And then he is taken up to heaven, like just a few lines, he's boom, like up into heaven. What does this have to tell us today? That we are still commanded to share the good news. And part of that sharing the good news is to be open to the miraculous action of Christ. There are so many miracles that have happened in my life and associated with our parish and stuff like this. And I know that you experienced this too. This conversion of heart is one of the miracles I see a lot. And I think sometimes one of the most profound miracles, where people who are even, dare I say, antagonistic to the faith come to know and love Jesus Christ and his church. This casting out of devils in people and communities and places is very profound. This casting away of, you know, the evil forces of the world, and allows this freedom to come and know Jesus Christ. This is something that we have to constantly do. And I think, notice what Mark says here, to all creation. I think that I can have a homily just about that idea of all creation, that we are a good steward of all creation, that we need to protect all creation and be a good steward of it, not because we're afraid of the sun monster, but because we are good Catholics, that we take that command by Christ. The second part is this connection with St. Mark, the evangelist, or known as John Mark in the Acts of the Apostles, with Peter, the first pope. And this is what St. Irenaeus tells us about after St. Peter's martyrdom. Mark, the disciple and interpreter of Peter, transmitted to us in writing what Peter had preached. That's the end of what St. Irenaeus said. So we have this strong connection with the life of Jesus through Mark, through Peter. This tells us something about our own life, is that we are not, in a sense, our self-made person, right? We have this whole community. We have those old connections with our history that is constantly being eroded by this postmodern illness in our life. But we have this strong connection. Saint Mark is in connection with Christ through Peter, and also obviously through a personal connection too, but this connection is through Peter originally, I would say. This is good for us. It understands that we too can meet Jesus through others. We too can be the conduit of relationships with Christ, with others. So we need to go out and be the hands and feet of Christ this day. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of age, says the Lord. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. Thank you very much for joining me here today. Until next time, God bless. Have a great day. And keep it crispy, my little tater tots. Bye.